This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it takes place every 6 years and it took place again last weekend. The International Swan Census looks for wild swans in this country and several others. And the swans tend to come to Ireland for the winter. You'd think they'd have someplace better to go. Helen Boland is from Birdwatch Ireland. Afternoon, Helen.
Hi, afternoon. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So, like, these swans that come to Ireland, where have they come from?
They've come from Iceland. So these are not the swans that most people are used to seeing. They're the mute swans that you see in your parks around urban parks and so on with the orange bills. These are a completely different species of swan that a lot of people probably may not have seen or may not realize they've seen. So they breed in Iceland, and then the entire population, a few stragglers stay behind in Iceland, but then most of the entire population leave Iceland at the start of the winter after they've bred and raised their cygnets. And they fly to Ireland and the UK. And so that entire breeding population from Iceland comes to Ireland and the UK, which is pretty amazing. So we kind of have a vested interest in how well they do, I suppose.
Yeah. And why do they come here? I know maybe it's not as cold, but if they've done their breeding in a really cold place, you'd think they'd be hardy enough.
They are hardy, and they have done their breeding in a cold place. But you can imagine how much colder it gets as the winter sets in Iceland. What they need is ice-free feeding opportunities, and in order to stay safe at nighttime and so on, away from, Arctic foxes or something that could predate on them, they need ice-free lakes to roost on, to sleep on at night. So believe it or not, Ireland is the balmy place that they come to for the winter months. Well, Ireland and the UK. So about half of them come to Ireland and the other half go to the UK, and they're spread out all around Ireland. So a lot of the concentrations are kind of in the western Midlands, but they're, I think, in the last census 6 years ago, they were in every county in the country.
Yeah. Now the swans, the mute swans, as you call them, and by the way, why are they called mute swans?
Well, the mute swans, they're not actually mute. They're quieter than the hooper swans, but the mute swans, there's a few grunts and hisses and so on. They're the kind of sounds they make. Whereas the hooper swan, the lovely ones, the kind of properly wild ones that come from Iceland, they make this beautiful whooping sound. It's like a bugling kind of sound. And in fact, that's the thing that sometimes alerts me to the fact that they're nearby, is hearing the lovely sound in the winter air.
Yeah, and they would be more difficult to spot, would they? The mute swans are here the whole year, are they?
The mute swans are they're resident in Ireland, so they don't migrate at all. They're kind of here. They breed in Ireland, they winter in Ireland, they stay here. Whereas the hoopers obviously are of particular interest because of the migratory aspect. And I think there's kind of the flyway population is the term used for, a population of a species that travels from one country to another, and they stick to that flyway as such. And we kind of have international obligations as well to look after them. So it's not just that we like going out and seeing them, which we do, but there's also, legal obligations to protect them. They're an Annex 1 species, and that means they're listed under the EU Birds Directive, so there's special conservation measures and so on that go with this as well, which is great. Thank God for EU legislation. It helps protect a lot of our wildlife.
The wild ones would be shy or a few more interaction, whereas I suppose the full-time residents are well used to us.
Exactly, yeah. Like the mute swans are kind of habituated in a way. They're still wild birds. You still don't want to go up too close and mess with them. They still, people are familiar with, they'll hiss and flap their wings and so on. So you don't want to disturb them at all, in fact. But yeah, the hooper swans, they'd be way less used to humans and urban areas, certainly. And in fact, in Ireland, it's mainly... all along the river bodies and lakes and so on. But also the interesting thing about them is they feed on kind of farmland, agriculture, grassland as well. And that's why we don't really get a proper sense of how many we have here when we just do normal winter surveys, because they're found spread out across all the kind of farmland in the country. So we kind of have to get people to go searching for them in fields. But yeah, certainly they wouldn't, they're less used to humans, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the fact that there's EU protection and that, you know, this census takes place, have they been endangered to some degree?
They've actually, they're one of the success stories. So we do a survey called the Irish Wetland Bird Survey, and it's funded by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And what we're finding through that, you know, all the recent results are showing that a lot of our water birds are really, really going down the pan as such. Huge declines across the board. I think nature's in trouble across the world generally, just due to the way the world is evolving. But one of the success stories, in a sense, is Hooper Swan. I mean, there's a few species that are not declining. There's another bird, Black-tailed Godwit, that doesn't seem to be declining. But the Hooper Swan, in fact, has been increasing. Not totally sure the reasons for that. A lot of it can be driven by, you know, positive conditions on the breeding grounds and that kind of thing. So in fact, they have been increasing year on year, kind of small increments, but certainly not declines like we're seeing with other species. And I guess that's why, because 50% of that whole flyway population come to Ireland, that's why it's kind of important that we don't mess it up for them when they're here, you know, because if something significant happened to them here, then when they go back to their breeding grounds, or, you know, they may not have much success.
Yeah, good to hear a good news story in that kind of area. Helen, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Helen Boland there from Birdwatch Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.